Well, Palestinian Islamic Jihad is a smaller armed group compared to Hamas, which controls Gaza. The PIJ, as it's known, is reported to have carried out attacks inside Israel for over 40 years. It was founded in the early 1980s by Palestinian activists in Egypt. The group's aim is to create a Palestinian Islamic State within the occupied West Bank, Gaza, and parts of Israel. Islamic Jihad doesn't take part in the Palestinian political process. It rather concentrates on armed resistance against Israel through its military wing, the Al-Quds Brigade. It's active in Gaza and the occupied West Bank. The group has its headquarters in Syria and also reportedly receives funds from Iran. It is designated as a terrorist group by the US, EU, Israel and the UK. Well, Mkhaima Abu Sada is an associate professor of political science at Al-Azhar University in Gaza. He says Hamas has stayed out of the conflict to avoid further escalation.
Hamas is in a very delicate position. At one thing, that they are partners with the Islamic Jihad in their resistance against the Israeli occupation, and they are also partners in what we call it the joint mutual command in the Gaza Strip. But in the meantime, Hamas is fearing that if they join the fighting with the Islamic Jihad against Israel, Israel will intensify its bombing against Palestinian civilians and Palestinian infrastructure, and also a headquarter of security services in the Gaza Strip. Last year, Israel waged a war for about 11 days, which inflicted massive destruction on the civilian infrastructure in the Gaza Strip. So this is the only concern that probably deters Hamas from joining the fight against Israel at this moment, that Israel will take that as a justification to continue its bombardment and its destruction against the civilian infrastructure in the Gaza Strip. Now, whether Hamas has the power to put an end to the current fighting between the Islamic Jihad and Israel, I doubt that. It seems to me that Israel has gone too far and Israel has crossed two red lines, which would make it hard for Hamas to convince the Islamic Jihad to stop firing rockets against Israel. I think it's going to take countries like Qatar or Egypt or the UN to try to intervene and mediate an immediate ceasefire between the Islamic Jihad and Israel at the current moment.